sang, ma femme et mes enfants, pour me faire un peu plus d'argent. À tous les soirs, en m'endormant, je pense à eux.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
This is Red at CKUT.
It's on? It's on?
Goodness, this winter weather is a little bit much, eh, Ariella?
Wait, were you just outside?
Yeah, I know spring just a few weeks away, but honestly, I'm just not used to these Montreal winters. Back in Australia, it's summer, the sun is shining, and the flowers are out.
I heard that Australia wasn't even real, though. Isn't it all made up?
What is it with people in these ridiculous conspiracy theories? Is Australia wasn't real? Where was I living for the past decade?
I'm joking. Relax.
Easy for you to say. No one has said Peru isn't real.
Well, obviously. The beautiful streets of Lima, the hills of Machu Picchu, Cusco, Peru's awesome. And real. Totally real. Or is it?
Yeah, no. It's real. Don't be dumb.
Or is it?
Anyway, oh, Lukey, it's time for Anything Goes, the radio show by Kids for Kids. All kids radio. Here's the CKUTFM from downtown Montreal.
Oh, yeah, this month we have a dramatic mafia twist on Romeo and Juliet.
And back by popular demand, another parody song by Riley Blackstock.
Right, and much, much more.
Here we go!
The Days I Live by Madeleine Bruyette. Some days I lie awake with the wind pounding on me. The wind swooshes through me and water droplets run down my long, cold body. I can say that I'm miserable out here in the cold, rain, and wind. Some days the sun gives off rays of heat and I reach for the sky. Children climb up on me and make dance routines with their friends outside. On days like this, I can also keep people cool from the searing heat. Some days I go bald. But it is okay, because before that, I give a magnificent show of color. I'm not sick, and I know that it will grow back soon enough. Some days, I give the gift of sweetness. I don't make it easy, but it's worth the effort. Pretty soon, baldness will be in the past, and with warmer weather, I'll become lush again. Some days, I have to say goodbye to my friends. It is sad, but they will now have another purpose. In no time at all, where all my friends used to stand, I'll find new friends. Some days I see the beautifully colored birds flying around me and building their homes. I'm the one supporting them on my strong, graceful arms. As time goes by, the babies will cheer me with their happy chirps. After a while, I see them learning to fly with their parents, and in no time, they're all gone. And then I'm alone once more.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM for kids, by kids, all kids radio.
Hello, my name is Rachel, and I love to sing. Here's a song just prepared for you.
Thank you. Diamonds, brilliant and belenol. Hot summer night, mid-July, when you and I will forever ride. The crazy days, city lights, the way you play with me like a child. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when I got nothing but my aching soul? I know you will, I know you will, I know that you will. Will you still love me when I'm no longer beautiful? I've seen the world lit it up as my stage now, channeling angels in the new age now. Hot summer days, rock and roll, the way you play for me, are you sure? In dirty face, I got to know your pretty face and electric soul. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when I got nothing but my aching soul? I know you will, I know you will, I know that you are.
Hi, I'm Kaylin. This is a thing that I wrote that does not have a title.
Your deep breaths exhale waves and ripples of time. Your coiled hair, the venom of snakes, the prick of a porcupine's quill, the rough of a pig's hide, the soft of our curls or waves. From your tongue spill the gravelly voices of our ancestors, the piercing of a newborn's cry, the chanting of a united choir, the chiming bells of a sleigh, the crashing of angry, frothing rapids, the song of every bird to have taken flight, the words of every one of us born. From your hands grow the squishy green forest moss, the tall oaks we seek for shade and slash with axes for shelter, the corn and wheat we grow in fields of rich yellows and water-pink greens, the grasses, the blades of lemongrass we use for healing, the slips of soft green we overlook or build fairy crowns from as children, the flowers we gather to give to people we cherish or scatter on the graves of those we remember to love. Your skin, your surface, filled with curling rivers and stretching valleys, cold, dark caverns, and sharp, rocky mountains. Up your spine crawl the beetles and fireflies that offer us light, the sharp teeth of coyote, the jagged claws of bear. Free and wild, mountain goats scale hill and climb cliff. Whale dive and jump and twirl. Mice scurry and burrow in nests of wool and hay. Dimples deep as sinkholes, freckles, flakes of snow, specks of dirt, grains of sand sifting through fingers and tangled reeds, tears, sour, sweet, cleansing rain, soaking, drenching storms, solid sleet, soft spray, anger, tumbling rocks, crashing water, landslide, overflowing, searing hot, lava spilling, volcano, fire spreading, icy warmth, moose charging, lash whipping, hope, smooth skipping stones, eagle soaring, crescendo drum thumping, flute whistling, air cleaning, waterfall shushing, calm, winter tinkling, water tinkling, comfortable warmth spreading, tree standing, air breathing, shore resting, sun rising, moon setting, exploring, wood planks of rope tying, boat sailing, gold copper compass making, north, east, west, south orienting, boot feeted, thap thumping, twig creaking, ocean riding, cliff watching, world seeing, eyes, reflecting day and night, light dark, color seeing, galloping antelope watching, green-shelled turtle waiting, perched egret observing, microscopic cell squinting, centerate. Us replicating, us multiplying, us subtracting, adding, removing. Us anger thriving, calm depriving, tear giving, hope dreaming. Us hair tugging, skin resting, hand gliding, breath catching. Us Wave smoothing, freckle washing, surface bleaching, blood draining, blood. Everything that you are. Streams, passages, water, fire, plants, animals. Love, hope, calm, anger, sadness. Tall grasses and marsh waiting, birthing and regenerating, sweet air and love-giving. Us, blood draining, beauty bleaching, apology owing, self-centering. Slowly, acceleratingly, obliterating everything that you are. Everything you have shared with us that we've taken only for ourselves. Your soil, your warm sun, your bright light, your dark night. The falling, rising of chests breathing in unison. Light and color, tears and sadness, hugs and kisses, love. We have lashed out on you, scoured you, destroyed you, poisoned you. It's time we held you like you have held us so that we won't have to let go. It's time we cared for you as you have cared for us. From our own hearts with our own love.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT.
Le Dîner Romantique by Lucy Wood, Gabrielle Ramacheri, Madeleine Briette, and Lexi Dianasopoulos. Michel appelle Gloria.
Bonjour Gloria, es-tu prête pour le dîner romantique?
Oui.
Je dois aller au supermarché pour acheter des ingrédients pour le souper.
D'accord, mais j'ai des ingrédients à la maison.
Je suis dans la voiture maintenant, presque là.
D'accord.
Ok, je suis au supermarché maintenant.
D'accord.
As-tu des asperges dans ton frigo?
Oui, mais j'en ai juste 4.
Alors je vais en prendre 10 de plus, d'accord?
Ok, super.
Je sais que tu n'as pas des patates et du vin rouge à la maison, donc je vais en acheter.
J'ai 2 steaks, de la roquette, du champagne et de la fondue au chocolat, mais je n'ai pas des fruits.
Je vais aller en prendre et aller payer. Au revoir, à bientôt.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Rapproche la téléphone. Michel rappelle Gloria.
Je suis dehors, ta maison.
Bien, je vais ouvrir la porte.
Merci.
Allô, ma chérie.
Bonjour, mon amour.
Comment ça va?
Bien, et toi, ma belle?
Oui, ça va bien parce que tu es ici.
Moi!
Assis manger le dîner romantique.
Aimes-tu le souper?
Oui, c'est délicieuse ma raison d'être.
Mon chou, t'es très spéciale.
Mais non, mon ange, t'es très spéciale.
Gloria rougit.
Mais cette salade de roquette est très bonne.
Ce steak est parfait comme toi.
Mon chou, je veux un dessert. Je veux tremper dans du chocolat.
Oui, ma belle.
Cette soirée est parfaite.
Tu es parfait.
Ça fait mal quand tu es tombée du ciel?
Michel, tu es la plus belle fille du monde entier. Tes yeux brillants comme la lune et tes cheveux parfaits et aussi doux que mon chien. Veux-tu m'épouser?
Le chien vient avec le bague.
Mais non!
Quoi?
Je veux être celui qui te demandera de m'épouser, pas l'inverse.
Michel sort sa bague de sa poche.
Mais oui, tu es mon amour.
Oui, je veux te marier. Moi.
Moi.
Ils vécurent en heureux pour toujours en couple marié. Un an plus tard.
Prends-tu Michel ici, présente pour épouser?
Oui.
Prends-tu Gloria ici, présentement pour épouser?
Oui.
Un an plus tard.
Tu es toujours en retard pour rentrer à la maison. Je veux te divorcer, Michel.
Quoi?
La fin.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM for Kids by Kids, Old Kids Radio.
We were turned past by. Hold the road, keep one side. I could give 1,000 reasons why. It's not working, no one wants to make it our own world, but we wanna show up to our friend's house. Parents on the sofa drinking cola cause their kids are home. I could give 1,000 reasons why. It's not working, no one wants to. All you have to do is stay inside your house. flames all night. Cupid's exploding, so stay. All you have to do is wait. Oh my, Cupid's blow over. Just please continue to stay. Stay inside where you're most covered, you know, inside a store. Quarantine inside your house, don't go outside, so please, I'll do a stay. Won't admit that school should be closed. All the kids are just spreading it more. I don't wanna do COVID anymore, but we have to, we still have to. Make our home up, make our home up to all our friends' house. Parents on the sofa drinking rum and cola, cause their kids are home. I could give them reasons why it's not working, no one's listening. All you have to do is stay inside your house all night. COVID's exploding, so stay. All you have to do is wait a while for COVID to blow over. Just please quarantine, so stay. Stay inside where life is covered. Your life inside a store. Quarantine inside your house. So please, all you have to do is stay. All you have to do is stay. So stay. Yeah. All you have to do is stay inside your house all night. COVID's exploding, so stay. All you have to do is wait a while, COVID blow over, just close quarantine, so stay. All you have to do is stay. Stay.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM. For kids, by kids, all kids radio.
This is an excerpt from Love to Die, a Romeo and Juliet story. Romeo is the heir to the Montague fortune. Juliet is an assassin from the Capulet Mafia, sent to kill Romeo. She goes to work undercover as his personal assistant, and they fall in love. But Juliet's bosses are watching, and they'll need her to complete the job soon. Office building in Milan, Italy. It is the early morning. We are on a staircase leading to a large office that is overlooking rows of cubicles, very much like a balcony.
Why did it have to be you? I could have been sent anywhere to kill anyone else, but it had to be here. We've been planning this for months, years, even but when your parents retired and you gave you control, we had to strike. Oh no, here he comes.
Ah, it's so early.
Even his voice is gorgeous.
Oh God, what am I going to do? I can't believe it's only been a week since she's joined the team, and I'm already in deep. If she wasn't my personal assistant, I would tell her how I feel.
He's talking about me? Should I leave or keep listening?
She's become the light of my life, and I've only known her for a few months. I wish I could tell her and express my feelings, but the business guidelines explicitly say that there can't be a relationship. But oh, if I could, I would renounce this company and my fortune, just so that I could be a bigger part of her life.
Would you really?
Miss Tailcup, what are you doing here? Did you hear all that?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Montague.
Call me Romeo.
Romeo, I'm so sorry for eavesdropping, but I feel the same way.
Really? No, I must be imagining things. You're just a hallucination, a side effect because I haven't had any coffee yet. There's the coffee machine right there. Once I have my coffee, I'll...
See? I'm right here. And please, call me Juliet.
Wow, I think I love you. But I'm still your boss. How can we make this work?
We don't have to tell anyone. It can be our little secret.
Okay. Let's meet somewhere after work today. We can go on a date.
You can't today, Remier. You have a board meeting and two calls.
Oh, can't I just skip those?
No, they've been scheduled for months, and they're very important.
Fine. I'll send a car for you tomorrow. We don't have work then.
All right. Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
Someone's coming! I'll go to my desk.
Wait, you're forgetting something.
What? Okay, I need to go.
Goodbye.
That was an excerpt from Love to Die, performed by me, Ariella Alperstein, and Stella Anderson. We hope you enjoyed!
Hello, I'm Uminar Doan, and this is Object of Desire. I wish I could be his favorite book, the one that's always in his bag. If I were his favorite book, I would never be far away. I'd never be left or forgotten. I would know what ails him and what makes his heart ache by the passages underlined in red. I would be as cherished as those pages. They may be folded or tattered, but he loves them. If I were that prize novel he keeps on his bookshelf, he would never give me away. I would be his, and he would never replace me with a new, more beautiful book. He would keep me close and turn to me in times of sorrow. I would be a reminder that happy endings do exist. Though that might be a lie, it will keep him afloat and make him look forward to getting up. If I were his beloved book, I would make him long to be a better person. He would read my lines that tell heroic tales and try to recreate them in everyday life. The character development that materializes in each chapter will make him evolve and work hard to achieve the same ideals. If I were his favorite edition, I would be his inspiration, his muse. He would take the thoughts he had while reading me and turn them into prose or a sculpture made of clay. I would remind him of the allure the world has to offer. I wish I could be his favorite book. If I was, I would be endlessly loved. I would be with him at every hour of the day. I could watch as he does quotidian tasks. I would not have to put in the effort that love needs, but just experience it as a mirror he looks into. If I were his favorite book, I would be his object of desire.
I was a hoodie that he always carried round, wrapped around his waist, never putting it down, breakfast lids and cigarette butts littering his pockets when he was having fun. Not a soul in the world has ever touched his sleeves, keeping it close, wearing it constantly. He has a permanent smell of his favorite cologne, only washing it in a load alone. His mother hates it since it uses so much water, and his argument is he could never find another, so he takes precautions so he doesn't lose it, but brings it on every adventure so he uses it. And when he's in a relationship, no matter how much he loves the girl, he know they like to keep boys' favorite hoodies, so he'll never let her use it because he always wants to wear it. Straight through high school and going through college, it's always his number one choice of accessory. If someone would describe him, his hoodie is a characteristic, and him without it is really unrealistic. So when you see the man, maybe in his 30s, and you start to judge his really worn hoodie, thinking he's poor or struggling through life, and you sit down and start considering his life, you should think about something you value, your daughter, your father, or even your friend. This is how much this hoodie means to him. It's been around every corner and turn, through the hardest times and through the worst. This is why I wish I was his favorite hoodie that he always carried around, used to wrap around his waist and refused to put down. The breakfast lids and cigarette butts that used to litter his pockets told you he was having fun. And if I was his hoodie, I would tell you it had a great freaking life.
This month's episode was written and performed by
Uma Nardone,
Rachel Shaw,
Ariella Alperstein,
Kaylin Shapiro Green,
Matilda Anderson,
Stella Anderson,
Lucy Wood,
Gabriella Rama Sherry,
Lexi Dionysopoulos,
Riley Blackstock, Madeline Brulette,
and me, Ashley Dawes.
The show was edited and produced by Miss Allison.
This is Anything Goes On at CKUT FM in Montreal.
Stay tuned next month for more amazing radio.
from Montreal's finest young people.
Bye!
My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Oh, Eric Donaldson says so. Sing, tune in. You know man have to come new brand. It him. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth them just are dressed up in a white collar shirt, and some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn down to left pocket. I'm searching for a Chrome automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is your number? I didn't answer. What is your number? I still don't answer. What is your number, boy? I really don't answer. In Grand Coffee Trapper, me mama, then me started to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it name. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the Donian jackal, not the Donian dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. He come from the planet of Earth. Say granny in the kitchen, I cook rice and chicken. The dread out a door, I cook a eat a soup. No trouble granny, granny never trouble you. Not to cook up the mitals too. He aim, nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth them a dress up in a white collar shirt, and some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn out your left pocket. I'm searching for a comb automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is the number? I didn't answer. What is the number? I still don't answer. What is the number, boy? I really don't answer. In Grand Coffee Trapper, me mama, let me start it to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, that a BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it him. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the Donian jackal, not the Donian dirt. He Donian jackal, not the Donian dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. Cause not he come from the planet of Earth. Cause things me used to do, me not go do it no more. Things me used to do, me not go do it no more. The year it changed to 84. But here yellow man come fi tell you this score. He said, he want me to join the army.
Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90,3 FM.
CKUT 90,3, samedi midi. Happy birthday, Félix Complé, Agneau, joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday, Félix Complé, Agneau. Happy birthday to you, joyeux anniversaire, samedi midi.